Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They took their wieners out.
Cuba Gooding Jr. and Dr. Ian K. Smith both going to phone the program in the studio later. Comedian Pete Lee and comedian Nick Allen. Craig's here. Pete Mack. Petey Mack will be here later on also.
Nobody calls him Pete Mack.
Nobody calls him Pete Mack.
Peter Mack?
Peter Mack.
When you're formally addressing him.
Yeah. Yes.
He's Peter Mack.
Peter.
James Lipton's birthday is today.
He's old as hell.
He is.
So you picked another old guy, didn't
James
you?
James Lipton is older.
Yeah, but doesn't matter. No.
I don't care who you're talking about. James Lipton is older.
He found another old dude.
James Lipton is 92 today.
Okay.
Right. Wow.
Is that show still on?
I don't know.
The actor's studio?
I believe so.
I haven't
ran
seen
out
it
of
in
decent
a while.
Actors.
And who carries that?
Oh, Bravo. They ran out of decent actors.
That's a Bravo.
A long time
they
ago.
Did.
They
did.
Started bringing in anybody.
Anybody
who would be
was
on
in
the
a
show.
Movie, right? Yeah, I thought so too.
Well, you run out of big names after a while.
Well, I still at least have maybe. I still think a prolific career would be better in acting than just some guy that's famous and did a movie. But they wouldn't.
That's what
they,
it turned
but they
into.
Wouldn't, they wouldn't tune in for that. If they brought in just a character actor you've known forever, they wouldn't care. You're right.
Unfortunately,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but you're right. He was interviewing guys that always did crappy movies and always sucked.
Or had done a movie.
A movie, right, right. I loved Will Ferrell when he used to do that. Once SNL lived and had the big car way high and make those stupid faces and fall down.
When's the Robert Redford movie come out?
Oh, you see a CBS Sunday Morning about Robert Redford?
Yeah.
That looks really good.
Yeah. The Old Man and the Gun?
Based on true story, yeah.
Guy went around.
His whole life. Yeah. He robbed banks his whole life. Time he was like 17 or time he was in his 80s. Yeah.
That worked out.
Yeah. I don't know the details of the real story, but that's what he plays.
A new sleep study shows that people who get less than 7 hours of sleep, many of the people to whom we are chatting.
Yep.
People who get less than 7 hours of sleep are more likely to get into a car crash. The study by the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety says that drivers who get less than 4 hours of sleep are 15 times more likely to be responsible for a car crash.
I've always said
that's about the same as having a blood alcohol level 1.5 times the legal limit.
All of America should just start later. Why can't we just do that?
Well, because we'd end later then, and
so
it would
what?
Be a wash.
Not for us.
Yeah.
Not for us, it wouldn't be. Just don't stay up till 3 in the morning.
Yeah, easier said than done.
Yeah.
Think about the children.
We are, the children. And they would get better educated.
They would get better educated. Tired, hungover teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah, what time do your kids go to school?
Oh, they leave, they're there about 8.
Yeah, yeah. My daughter's 8:05 to 3:05.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about them. Everybody gets more sleep than we do, so screw them all. Screw all you people.
They say high school kids, like
you need
high school kids should probably
more.
Not even start till like 9 or 9:30.
Right, yeah. Because kids,
that's just
kids
when they're
need
naturally...
more sleep, and they need more sleep.
Yeah.
Kids
yeah.
need more than 8
because
hours.
Because they naturally stay up later.
And
night.
Well, they need more. You need more sleep when you're 8 when you're in high school.
Yeah, when I was in high school, we didn't start till like 8:45.
Oh, man, that's crazy. I was at school by 8 easily.
It was 8:30 when I was in high school. Yeah, 8:30 to 3:30.
And I lived 5 minutes away, so I'd wake up at like 8:30 and just walk to school. Make it there in plenty of time.
I have absolutely no recollection of what time school started or anything.
I know it was early. I know it was by eight when I was in high school.
The only reason I remember it was because it's so much later than everybody else.
Well, you guys had to get up and do the crops, right?
Usually.
Like you push, right?
Nope.
You had to field the back 40 there.
No,
not at all.
Yeah,
I
had to get up at 6 o'clock and milk a couple cows.
I know you did, right?
Yeah. And hit the combine for about an hour.
Exactly, you country boys.
Take a load of wheat into the grain elevator.
You said wheat, right?
Yeah, wheat. Okay.
I heard wheat too,
didn't you? I heard wheat too, man. Oh, your dad was a pot farmer.
That's a cool elevator, man.
Ahead of his time, man.
Cash crop.
Wrong thing on that one.
So, yeah, more car crashes. The reason we don't have car crashes coming in because we're the only ones on the road.
Yes, there are fewer cars.
A couple other cars that look at each other like, why the hell are we all up?
Yep. Some mornings, just for fun, I drive backwards all the way to work, and nobody notices.
Some mornings, just for fun, I have no recollection of anything before I get here.
Yeah, I know. I hate that feeling.
That's a little scary sometimes.
That's a scary feeling, right?
Go, oh, I'm at work.
Right.
How'd that happen?
Yeah. How many traffic lights you figure you blew through?
Well, there's only two in between my house and here that are working at that time of the morning. Okay. So no more than two.
They've changed them here.
So I don't feel sorry for anybody that gets less, unless you're a doctor and have to, a resident or something like that. I can feel sorry for you, but the rest of you, you get more sleep than we do, so screw you.
There's one to get into the neighborhood of the radio station that used to just blink. And, you know,
you come the back way, right?
Now it's on a regular cycle.
Right. Oh.
And that disappoints me because it adds like an extra minute to my commute.
That annoys me. All of my traffic lights are right turn, so they don't really matter.
I drive right past a gym, my gym actually, and there's 10 cars that pull in there. And I'm thinking, you voluntarily?
Oh, yeah.
I got nothing against working out, but that's ridiculous.
People love working out at 5 a.m.
Screw that.
Ask Dr. Ian K. Smith.
No. He's too fit. Actually, ask Mark Wahlberg. They've been making fun of ever since we talked to Mark Wahlberg that day. It's not about us, but he obviously says that to everybody. And he's getting up. He's at the gym at 2:30. There's stories about him now working out at 2:30 in the morning.
He told us 3.
I thought he gets up at 2:30. He's in the gym at 3.
Well, right. After we talked to him, it was pretty viral. I mean, it made it about him being working out just ridiculous, you know.
Did we ask him what time he went to bed?
7:30.
7:30.
He said in that interview with us, he said the night before he went to bed at 7:45.
Yeah.
That's right. He got up, went to the gym, and then he went golfing.
Yeah.
But even then, you could do it the other way around. You could just go to bed at regular time, get up, work your ass off at the gym, and then golf later on that day. So wouldn't you just switch everything around if you got nothing to do that day and you're rich?
But who knows?
Depends on your biorhythms. A lot of people are inclined to work out early in the morning.
That's not early. That's overnight. Early in the morning is when I drive in. You're right. If you're at the gym at 5, I get it.
I get it.
I don't want to be there. That's early.
3 is the middle of the
middle
night.
Middle of the night, right.
That's just dumb. Right. And it's not like he's going to a commercial gym to beat the crowd.
Yeah.
He's got his own place.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only one with a key.
Yeah, I have never been inclined to work out in the morning.
Nah.
In high school, it was after school. Same with college. Later in the afternoon. Same with me now. I'll go later in the afternoon.
I work out in the mornings on the weekend, but I'm talking like
9:30.
Really?
10. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, get up, have some coffee, and go to the gym.
That's about the time I get out of bed on the weekends.
For the second time.
Yeah.
One time to pee.
Well, yeah. Sometimes if you're lucky.
Knock off the wall art.
You wake up because, you're just used to waking up.
Yep.
You get yourself a big breakfast and you
go back to bed.
Yeah. And
the breakfast makes you tired, right?
Your first nap of the day.
Yeah,
that's the best day when that's your first nap of the day.
Yeah.
I get sideways looks from the wife and the kid when I'm napping on a Saturday or a Sunday.
I don't care.
I nap in those days. I can fall asleep in those days.
Oh, I want to.
Yeah.
But I know it's...
Well, you want to because you need to.
Your body clock.
I'm used to it. Yeah. Middle of the day, I just kind of get tired.
Yep.
And you probably didn't get a full 8 at night.
Oh, I probably did.
Friday and Saturday nights?
No. Sure.
Well, this is the time of year where I have to sleep in on Saturday because Arizona State will kick off at 9:30 or 9:45 our time.
Yeah. And the bottle of the vodka top kicks off around 6.
Yeah, I'm going to...
If he waits.
Probably delay that this weekend. Because the game doesn't get over till 1:15.
Wow.
Who are they playing?
This week they got Washington.
Uh-oh, that's a big game. That's tough game.
One. Oh, that's a loss.
Yeah, probably
unless,
is.
Unless they play to win the game.
It's a much, the line on that game is much bigger than I thought it would be.
Hello?
That's because they lost
you
Arizona State.
You play to win the game.
San Diego State. And Washington's good. Really good this year.
Yeah, they're highly ranked.
That's what I said. You got to win the game.
All right, so get up early.
I wish Herm would have talked to the Vikings and the Packers this weekend.
Yeah.
You'll play to tie the game.
Yeah.
They got to do something about that. You can't have ties.
If they get a bunch more with this 10-minute rule at the end, it's gonna hurt.
No, what other major sport has a tie? None of them.
Soccer.
Except they go to the kickoff.
Yeah, then they do a shootout.
No,
yeah.
But sometimes the games will end in
not
a,
games
in
that matter.
Tie. Well, yeah,
not games that matter.
Those are friendlies. If it's a tie, it's a friendly. If it's a game that matters, they do a little shootout. I don't even if it's like a field goal kicking contest. I don't care. Decide a winner. That'd I'm not a big cool. fan of yeah. the college style.
I'm not either. I think it changes the game.
It's not really football. It's a 25-yard field goal. You know, 25-yard field they're working with.
Yeah, you're already in field goal territory.
Yeah.
I think maybe like at the end of the Vikings-Packers game, you end up with the same score. You get the captains back out, and you go best of three rock, paper, scissors.
Why don't you three right now just work out during the break and give each other a friendly? That's what I was thinking
again?
Of. I got a friendly from my buddy.
A friendly doesn't matter.
It does. It does. Because somebody's getting off.
You can tie in a friendly.
Well, you both get a friendly then.
You shouldn't force that on people.
A friendly? Well, it's called a friendly.
Friendly should be just because you want to.
Well, you guys all want to.
Yeah. Right. A forced friendly.
Yeah, it seems to be kind of.
I didn't say force it.
Contradictory.
You can't force a friendly.
Let's just have a friendly.
So I'm forcing the friendly last night.
I think that's illegal in most states.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Don't force it. A consensual friendly.
Yeah, then you all have to agree.
Right. I'll watch. I'll officiate.
You always say that.
I might poke my eyes out later with you three giving each other a friendly, but I'd still watch.
The most horrible scenarios that come up on this show, you're always like, I'll watch.
Yeah, exactly.
You've been doing that for years.
Yeah, I couldn't keep my eyes off his balls. There you go.
Exactly.
Can't keep my eyes off your balls.
Australia is moving to raise the maximum jail term to 15 years for contaminating foods. The prime minister there made the announcement as a scare over needles found in strawberries.
Oh, I thought it was like semen in your pastry.
I thought this was fast food guys spitting.
That's
in a
what
cop,
I thought. Yeah,
cop's meal.
Right.
No, this is worse. This is needles found in strawberries and other fruits.
Why would they? Who does that?
Police are investigating more than 100 reports of needles found in fruit in Australia.
Not even on Halloween.
Correct. Needles first turned up in strawberries produced in northern Australia. Now it's happening in other parts of the country. No serious injuries yet, but the scare is knocking down demand in Australia.
It's going to happen.
Strawberry
big time.
Farmers have been dumping fruit, casting a shadow over an industry worth more than $115 million a year.
Does somebody want to kill the strawberry stock? Is that why they're doing this? That's brutal.
Are shooting heroin, they suggest you practice by injecting oranges.
But this is little needles, probably, like knitting needles. Right?
Yeah, these are like sewing needles.
Sewing needles, right? Yeah. If they're going to fit in a strawberry.
Not hypodermic.
You would see a hypodermic needle sticking out of a strawberry.
Maybe they people have to actually inject like blood clot medicine. Maybe they force them to practice on that, too. Or not force them, but suggest.
Oh, because I was oddly, my interest was oddly piqued by what Todd said.
Heroin, strawberries?
Yeah. No, oranges.
Oranges. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I had no idea that that's how one practiced.
You should have seen a...
You ever had to stick yourself?
No. Sucks. Not only had to, I would. I figured that I would refuse to and many for a while.
You'd have to get used to it if you were a diabetic, obviously. You'd be right. The rest of it, and none of us have done heroin. At least not in our arms. We used to do it in our toes. But
when I had to,
but no, you would shoot me. Shoot me in my toes.
When I stuck myself with that anti blood clot medication.
Oh, you're the do it yourself?
Yeah.
That's right.
You stick it in your belly, but horrible. It wasn't a big hypodermic.
Still, you had to shove it in.
Yeah. And I thought it would get easier as the months went on, and no, it didn't. It got to the point where I dreaded it every night. But it wasn't a full hypodermic needle. It was just kind of a small. injection, small plunger.
You mentioned oranges because T.J. Miller does a bit. He went to clown college, too. The guy does everything. He went to some circus thing. But he, you know the old bit where you juggle three apples and take bites out of them?
Yeah.
But he did it with oranges. It just spread orange everywhere, but he kept it going. It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. Right through the peel.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. That was his closer.
Well, of course.
Now, David has a good point here. Yeah. As a fellow Viking fan, I'm opposed to any Viking game coming down to a kicking contest. That's why I'm surprised you guys didn't jump in.
Yeah, you're cool with it now.
Actually had turned into a field goal kicking contest.
No, our guy missed a field goal, too.
Yeah, he did.
He could have won it.
Overall,
he's
one of the better kickers in the league.
He's also 80. How old is he, man? He's let himself go gray, obviously. Only his early 40s.
He is 80.
He's been with him 10,
but is
10,
he in his 40s
years?
Yet? Or he just let,
no.
Him, or he just let himself go gray? Okay.
Yeah.
No, he's probably 30s at the most.
Mid-30s, yeah.
Oh, okay.
34, 35, maybe.
He has been around for a while.
He has.
I think they said they drafted him like 07 or something.
Yeah, he was great in college, and he's had a good NFL career.
Yeah, but he missed a field
Colorado,
goal.
Am I correct?
Yes, he played Colorado.
Coca-Cola, in spite of the headlines that people saw and misread, Coca-Cola says that they have no interest in marijuana or cannabis after a Bloomberg report said that they were considering joining the cannabis drinks market.
So where'd the story come from?
But it was just CBD, right?
That's the key right there.
What was reported.
It's not marijuana.
I know it's not, but they reported
CBD.
But they have no interest in CBDs either?
They do have interest in CBDs.
Okay, then say that then.
They are, but that's not what people are reading. That's not what people see in the headlines.
Right.
And they want people to know the actual truth.
Yeah, well, the headlines did say weed. You're right.
And
it's not. Pod-infused soda.
It's not.
If you're saying marijuana, that includes THC.
Right, to everyone.
Yeah. CBDs just make you feel better.
That's what they say.
You don't get high.
So that's
right.
Yeah, they are interested in developing drinks with CBDs, the non-psychoactive compound that is in the marijuana.
How do you know if CBDs are even working if you don't feel anything?
Because you feel less.
Yeah. So it's
less
like taking an Advil or something like that?
I don't know.
Okay. We'll take that call from CBD guy out there.
You haven't seen any of the weed one, weed two, weed three, the Gupta ones on CNN.
No.
Yeah, but when they started feeding this, the kid that they featured in the first one, CBDs.
We won't have that here in our state.
Right.
We're better than that.
Seizures,
we make our kids suffer. Yeah.
The kid was having like 20, 30 seizures a day, and after the CBD, ingesting the CBDs, maybe he had one or two a month.
Yeah, you seizure in our state. We're the good life.
So
I drink some vodka.
I guess that's how they tell.
Right.
If you have fewer seizures,
got it.
It might be the CBD.
Yeah. Doesn't CBDs help joint pain, all kinds of things like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the stuff they were giving this kid in the Gupta special was an oil, and it's not like he was sitting there smoking a joint.
Right, no.
To help. I mean, it was an oil just the CBD stuff.
I know, but yeah, old white freaks and state government can't handle that.
Yeah, but I think they might also be a little guilty of saying the CBD does a little too much. They make it sound like too much of a miracle drug.
If it stops a seizure, that's a miracle for that family.
Yeah, but I don't know if it necessarily stops pain or all the claims. They make a lot of claims.
We don't know, though.
And I know that all of them can't be true. But, the seizure one, that was pretty solid evidence.
Right.
So it'd be called Coca-Cola CBD?
They're only
on the shelf.
They're only looking into it.
All right.
They're not making anything yet. They're just kind of watching it.
Well, they're chugging a few bottles in Atlanta right now.
Well, they have to make it first.
Somebody's testing it.
Well, they're making it.
Are they?
Oh yeah,
down not the Coca-Cola
down
CBD
in the,
stuff.
Basement, some lab in Atlanta. Of course they are.
Yeah, the lab's
high. No. They'd be doing this in Canada.
Okay.
Not in Atlanta. Being busy may help people make healthier choices. Researchers say that the thought of being a busy person is enough to promote better self-control.
I thought a lot of times people are busy, they eat crap because they're busier.
But if you're busy, you don't have as much time to.
Yeah, but you could
I'm bored and I'm going to go get something to eat.
But then there's those
no,
people.
But that's the thing. You're eating quickly and you're eating junk when you're busy.
That claim to be so busy.
Oh, my God.
And they really aren't.
No.
In a study, the researchers put participants through situations where some were made to feel busy and others weren't. They found that the ones who were busy were consistently more likely to make virtuous decisions.
Because I hate it when I'm busy. I don't like being busy. I also don't like being bored, and I haven't found the sweet spot yet.
There is no sweet spot. I'm either busy or bored. Yeah. I really am. I, at this point in my life, I'm either busy or bored.
They say the study proves that a heightened sense of self-importance, if you're busy, you feel important, causes
I got
increased
errands. I got errands to
control.
Run.
Yeah, you got to deliver kids to all kinds of places.
I'm either busy or bored. I'm not, there's no sweet spot for me.
Sometimes I miss that, and sometimes I don't.
That's one, busy or bored.
I was actually busy and bored at the same time the other night.
Well, that can be. You can do that.
Because I had
but
to,
you forget you're bored when you're kind of busy.
Because my daughter had a roller skating party for her school.
And you had to stay there?
And I had to just go sit there.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So that's busy, busy,
so I was busy.
Bored.
And bored.
Did you play, Pac-Man or something like that?
No.
Well, you didn't have to sit through a band concert, at least.
No.
Oh, that's busy. And
or the choir.
That's bored and wanting to shoot yourself.
And it was only like 2 hours,
busy
but it was still.
And bored. Now when Ryder goes to football practice, do you sit and watch him? Or
no, there's a track right there, so I'll actually walk around the track and exercise while he's working. While he's doing it. So I don't watch as much as I used
to. So busy, not bored.
No, I killed two birds with one stone there, but I don't have to stay. It's only right up the street, and he's 13, so.
All right, here's a CBD user checking in.
All right, what's he do?
I have a CDL.
Oh, a phone, you mean. Okay.
And I am submitted to random drug tests, so smoking weed is not an option for me.
But CBDs don't test positive for P?
No.
Okay, I didn't know that.
No, because they're testing for THC.
I didn't know that.
I have severe lower back pain, which will require surgery later on in my future, but at this time, it's an 8-month recovery, so instead of dealing with that, I use CBD lotion on my back. It's astounding what it can do for you.
Is there any, I shouldn't worry about this because I do a lot of stuff that's bad for me. Mm-hmm. Is there anything bad about rubbing CBD oil on you?
I have not heard anything bad.
Okay, all right.
But that, keep in mind.
Is new.
That's meaningless.
Right. Because can you get CBD oil in any state now?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're supposed to be able, from what I understand, I don't know.
You can get it online. I have CBD stuff that are.
Does it work on your leg?
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with some stuff.
I asked about your knee. Does it work on your knee?
I don't know.
That's what I mean.
I don't know.
You don't know. I hate that thing. I like to know exactly if I'm feeling better almost immediately.
Yeah,
right.
I have some lotion that has THC in it.
Right.
I have, it comes in like a stick form, deodorant stick form. That's CBD only. You know, and then I have the off-the-shelf stuff.
Does the lotion, is it regular? Does it look and feel like lotion when you put it on? Okay. If you mix that with your, you dry back it. Let's say you masturbate. You masturbate with CBD oil, and it's sad that I know the Todd Dryback shit. Apparently the country knows that, too, for that matter.
Now they do.
But if you use lotion to take care of yourself and use CBD lotion, does your penis feel better?
We'll
take that call.
There's too much menthol in one that
then you don't want that.
I use.
That
so,
could get in the pee hole, right?
Well, it just makes it all tingly.
We'll take that call. You mixed up your CBD lotion with your Jergens.
Masturbating after applying some icy hot.
Oh, don't do that.
Something like that.
That doesn't sound good.
That hot?
Yeah.
Oh, it is? I didn't know that. Oh, then don't do that. All right. Sorry, folks. All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.